find this perek very, very fascinating. Every omad, there's so many fantastic topics here. We left off in the middle of the Gemara, Lamed Dalet Omed Beis. Fascinating din. A man is Shoel Behema. Shoel is Chai Beyonson. He borrowed a Behema for a month. And then he dies in the middle of the month. So this chus that he has to use the Behema through the month is transferred to the children. The Yorshim get everything Beirusha. But in exchange for the fact that he has the right Kol Ano Shelo, that's why he's Chai Beyonson. But the chiyuvim don't go birusha to the children. The chiyuvim don't go birusha. If a man borrowed money, milval peh, milval bishtah, whatever, if a man borrows money, so then you can collect from the yorshim, because the shtab do hanachosim, you can collect from the karka. The talkal yasim, we don't shtab do mochim, we collect from the karka. But over here, just because he's a shoyl, the chiyuv didn't set in yet. But then the Gemara has two lashaynas. When does the chiyuv, a shoyl is chai b'yonson, so what if he borrowed the behema for 30 days, he dies on day number 10, and then the behema gets a heart attack and it drops dead on day number 20. He's dead already. So is the chiyuv onsin chal at the time the animal drops dead? So he's dead already. You can't have a chiyuv on a dead man. And the children never accepted upon themselves. And it's lo nishtabdu hanachosim. It's nishtabdu hanachosim that they get b'yirusha to a chiyuv mamin that existed already while the father was alive, if he borrowed money, if he was mazik, if he did something while he was alive. But while he was alive, he just did she'ela, and the chiyuv onsin sets in when the oinus occurs. So should I say no? Maybe when he does the meshicha, just like we assume that when a person, a shoyl, borrows a behema, so it's done for a month, he's mukhiv to give his oinus to the behema. And that chiyuv is chal mishas meshicha, so maybe the chiyuv onsin is also chal mishas meshicha. So that's a machlok. There's two lashonos in the Gemara. My nafkamina when it's chal. So it's one nafkamina over here. One nafkamina for kam lebi the rabbine. One nafkamina over here is if the chiyuv onsin is chal, if there will be an oinus later, then the chiyuv onsin will be chal at the time that the she'ela began. Then he say, if he near chachreis nechasim, nishtab da hanachasim, like a halvoy that he borrowed money while he was alive. And then he leaves karka, so even mulva pegoy v'min ayorshim. But if the chiyuv to pay for an oinus only sets in when the oinus occurs, doesn't set in mishas hascholas hasheilo, so then at the time the oinus occurred, he's not alive anymore, and the children never accepted anything. So they're not mechuyiv b'yomsin. Are they mechuyiv to watch anything at all? If they know that this was a behema she'ula, they mechuyiv to watch it all. So Tosfos says, a davar pasha, they have a din of Shema Chinam. That's like Shomer Aveda. The real owner of the behema who lent it to the father, lent it to my father, is not in a position to watch it. The real owner lives in New Jersey, and I live in New York, and my father borrowed it. So when my father borrowed it, self-understood, my father accepted upon himself achrayus to watch. My father died, and I get the right to use it birusha, so it's like a Shomer Aveda. Automatically he becomes a Shomer Chinam. Does he become something higher than a Shomer Chinam? You only become a Shomer Sofer if they pay you a salary. You have to pay you at least a Shomer Prut, and they're not paying him anything over here. So Tosfos says, no, there's a Gemara that says, by Shomer Aveda, there's a Machlekes Rabba Rabbi Yosef, but the Shomer Aveda is basically only a Shomer Chinam, or maybe he automatically becomes a Shomer Sofer. Why? Who's paying him? Who's paying him? So the Gemara says, not that anybody is paying him, but Hashemayim is going to be rewarded. So therefore, Hashemayim, they're going to give Mischar and Olam Haba. So that's called the Shema Sachar. So there's one version in the Gemara that that's also called the Shema Sachar. So the Osamech writes, he thinks that that was added by the Rabbanon Savaroit. He doesn't think that's from the Chachmei HaGemara, because in Bav Metzia, with this Machlekes appears, the Gemara doesn't quote that Lashon, only in Hakoines. And Bava Kama Nakanis Gemara got two explanations why. So the famous explanation is Pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one who holds that the Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher. And he doesn't say because Rachmana Shabdei. The real reason is because Pruta de Rav Yosef, because in principle it's possible that he may be gaining by virtue. He may gain a Shomer Pruta. If the Mafkid pays me a Pruta or more for watching the Pikodin, then I become a Shomer Socher. What if he pays me less than a Pruta? So the Shach quotes Agos Oshri in Hakainis, if he pays me less than a Shabbat, I'm not called a Shemesachar. But if I'm a Shemesachar for 25 years, and he paid one miserable pruta, pays me one penny, now maybe it's 2 pennies, now he pays me a nickel to watch for 25 years, that's nothing. So I become a Shemesachar because he pays me a pruta. But here it's not, he's not paying me anything. It's a din hovenenemahan, it's a din master Shemachinim liyaske Shemesachar. Let's say a person is a Shemachinim, and he says, I accept upon myself to be chayiv in grave aveda. So that's a Mishnah later, in the Tzaddik somewhere. That Master Hashem Achinam, oh, it's in Bava Metzia, not here, the wrong Mesech. Okay. It's in Bava Metzia, around Daf Tzaddik Dalar or so, where it says, Master Hashem Achinam, Hashem Achinam can say, I agree to be chayiv in grave aveda. So here, we say there's an umdana. When a person is Hashem Achinam, and he gains something by watching it for nothing. Let's say, the commission there in Bava Metzia talks, I leave my suit by the cleaner. So that I'm going to pay them money when they finish doing their job. Schiris Poelim. I ask them, please clean it. So I'm going to have to pay them, Schiris Poelim. But Kozman that they have it, what status do they have? They're Shemachinam. I'm paying them not for watching it. I'm paying them for doing the services. If I'd bring them their suit and wait now on the spot till they clean it, they're going to charge me the same amount anyway. They may charge me more if I want the service right now. So I'm paying them for the pool. I'm not paying them to watch my suit. Because I'm going to come, I'll leave it now, I'm going to come next week. I don't pay them a terrorist shomer. So basically, they run a shomachinim. What do you mean shomachinim? They never said they accept upon themselves shomachinim. That's self-understood, like the shomer aveda. If the bailam is not here and someone else is in charge, so he becomes automatically a shomachinim, whether he wants to or not. The shomer aveda becomes a shomachinim. So then the Mishnah says, but I'm going to have to pay him, whatever, $10 for cleaning the suit. And what happens if I don't show up? He cleaned the suit, and I move out of town, and I never come back. I move territory, I never come back. So he did the work, and he never got paid. So he's teufis, he's holding on to a mashkin, so to speak. He's holding on to the mashkin. My suits are not that valuable, but maybe he can get $10 to sell it as a shmata material. So he's holding on to the suit as a mashkin. So the Gemara says there, well, v'nenem mehane, it's self-understood that Hashem Achinim, he is for sure like Hashem Raveda, and self-understood in Umdin, and that Hoel Benene Mehane, if he would have said, I agree to serve as Hashem Mesachar, would have been good, when Mechayim Gnei Raveda, even though he never said it, it's self-understood, because he gains something by virtue of the fact that he's holding on to the suit. What does he gain? He holds it as a mashkin, because I'm going to owe him, if he's going to do the work, I'm going to owe him the $10, $15 for cleaning the suit. So he holds on to the suit as a mashkin. So that's all the Nana Mahana. So that's what Tyson says over here also. The children know that this didn't belong to their father. They know it's Behema Shula. They know they have a right to continue to use it till the end of the 30 days. So they didn't accept anything. But Shemachinim, whether they like it or not, they become a Shemachinim, like the Shemir Aveda. And then Tyson says, but they have the right to use it. Since they have a right to use it, so Mistah Mahol Manana Mahana, and Umdina, that since they're gaining something out of it, they're going to use the behemoth for the next, the father died on day 10, they're going to use the behemoth another 20 days till day 30, so all the Nanim Hanim, some of they become chayiv like a Shemesach and Gnei Vaveda. There's a Mishlam Melech wants to say that it's not exactly the same. He says, a real Shemesach is chayiv Gnei Vaveda, that's Mochomer. Shemachinim is Masna Lias chayiv Gnei Vaveda, all the Nanim Hanim, that's a little lower. He chaps an afkamina ledina. Based on the Gemara and Bob Mitzi. It's questionable whether it's correct. That's a Mishlam Melech. So again, so the Gemara has a machlek, his two lishanis in the Gemara. If an oinus occurs after the father died, the father dies on day 20, and the father died on day 10, and day 20 the animal gets a heart attack and it drops dead. So do you say, the soicher, the shoyel, and if an oinus will occur, it's a gloy milsalam afreya, he was mekabel the chiyav onsin when he accepted it, and he niachach reis nuchasm, shenishtab the hanachasm, so then you can collect from the yorshim. Or do you say, no, you can't collect. The shoyel onsin becomes b'chuyav to pay for the oinus from the time the oinus occurs, before it occurs in Adchaim. So the question, so that's two lishanis thing. Gemara machlekes la'alocha, the Rambam and the Ramban had a pasuk. Now we raise the new question. Not talking about a shoyl. It's not the top, this is in the middle. Hoysa parashula. Hoysa parashula. So the Gemara has two nafkaminas. When is the chiyav on sinchal? One nafkamina for kamle bidirabmine, because it has to be biidna. So you got to know when is it biidna with what? With the meshicha or with the shasa'inis. The other nafkamina is in yechach reis nachasim. So that's in the middle of the amud. So the Gemara has two lashonis. The other lashon is that it is correct. The Gemara in the middle of the Yaman has this. So that's machlekes is the Rambam and the Ramban. Then the Ktzos and the Nesivos have a discussion. They assume that this machlekes is the Rambam and the Ramban, which lashon we paskan like Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra, applies equally to Hashem Achinam Chayiv B'Pshir Hashem Masoch Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda. Do you say that the Hashem Masoch is Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda when the Gnei V'Aveda occurs? Or maybe I should say that Mishas Kabbalah Sachrayis, when he agreed to be Hashem Achinam yesterday, agreed to be Hashem Masoch yesterday, but he doesn't do the Pshir till today. And then the Hesek occurs tomorrow. Because he was Pshir today, let's say he's a shamer on something, a shamer on everything in the apartment, then he walks out of the apartment, he leaves the door open, he doesn't lock the door. So it takes the gun off him a day or two till he realizes that this house is open. Then he come in a day or two later, he left the door open and he went to California. He was Peshea now. And then the gun off him come 2 days later, they open the door, they walk in, they clean everything up. So that Tosis says, that Tosis claims the Pshat in the Gemara is, if he was Peshea today, and he leaves the house open today, and the ganavim come tomorrow, and it's chayv b'pshia. So that Tosis says a gloy muslim afreya that the chiyuv was chal at the time that he was pesheya. That Tosis says in the Gemara. Tosis says that that's pshat in the Gemara. That's also a chiddush. So the Tosis and the Nesivos discuss though, should I say that the chiyuv gnei v'aveda for the shemasoch, the chiyuv pshia for the shemachinam is chal when he does the pshia, when the Gnei V'Aveda occur? Or should I say no? Maybe it's chal if a Gnei V'Aveda occurs later, or if a Pshi occurs later, it's a Gloy Milsalam Afreya Mitchilas Hashmira. He accepted, just like the Gemara had two Lashainas, and it's Machlek as the Rambam and the Ramban had a Paskin. So it'll be the same Machlek as the Rambam and the Ramban by Shamachinam and Shamasochar. So they assume that it's the same. So we suggested that it could be that it's not necessarily the same. The only time that the Gemara raises such a possibility to say, Mishas Mashiach Hu Deishtabed Lei, that's only by a shoel. Shoel Chai Beyonson. Why the shoel Chai Beyonson? What could he have done? The animal got a heart attack. What do you want him to do about it? So the answer is Shaloi Nanas. Shaloi Nanas. Let's say I owe you $1,000, and today is the Higiyas Manapiron. So I come with you. You ask, could I please pay you in cash as opposed to a check? And he asked, could I please give you $100 bills? So I came with $1,000. I owe you $1,000. So if I already gave you the money and then a hoodlum comes and he robs the money from you, so you lost. So you lost that. Hoodlum steals the money from me before I paid it back. So it's my loss. Why? Whoever owns the money and an oinus occurs, he's the one who loses. So if I have the money, I didn't give it back to you yet, and the money is stolen from me, or somebody burns the money, so it's my loss. If I already gave him money, then it's your loss. So why do you say? How can you say a shoel is chayv b'yonson? What do you want him to do? So the answer is no. If an oinus occurs, we hold him responsible means. We declare that it was shalom, the pikkudim was really shalom from day number one. So that only makes sense to say by a shoel. There are two lashonis in the Gemara. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban had a paskin. But by a shemachinim chayv and pshia, shemasach chayv gnei v'aveda, maybe there never was a machlekes. Maybe there everybody agrees that it's not mishas meshicha. Why should it be mishas meshicha? When he does the pshia, that's enough of a chiddush. They said he was pshia today, and the hefset occurred tomorrow. He leaves town today, leaves all the windows open, leaves all the doors open. But the ganavim didn't realize that the house is open. Then they come tomorrow and they empty out the whole house. They take everything out. So Tosis says, if a hefset occurs because of today's pshia, even though the hefset occurs tomorrow, mishas the pshia, it's a gloy muslim affair. The chiyuv is chal mishas the pshia. So maybe that's the maximum you can say, but you can't say all the way back Mishas Mashiach Hu Deishtabelein. So this is a discussion. The Ktzos And the Nesivis, they all assume that the Gemara applies equally to Shamachidim, to Shamasach, and to Shoel. And there are those who argue the point and say no. There's such a Gemara in Baba Kama in the first parak. I don't think we discussed it the first time that we learned it. Shaman le Ganef, Shaman le Gazlan, Shaman le Nezik. Let's say my shore rims into your shore. Your shore is worth $1,000, and now because my shore was negechit, so now it's only worth $500. So let's say I shoot your shore. So your shore used to be worth $1,000. Used to be a racehorse, whatever. Used to have a racehorse worth $20 million, and now it's dead. So now it's worth. I can sell it as horse meat. Some people eat horse meat, whatever. I can sell it as the hide. They make shoes from horse leather. Okay, so I can sell it. So it used to be worth $1 million, and now it's worth $100. So when I was mazik you, do I have to pay you $1 million and I take the dead carcass? And he say, no. It was worth $1 million, and now it's only worth $100. So I have to pay you $1 million minus $100. So the Gemara says, shaman le mazik. I only made a hezek of $1 million minus $100. But if you have a ganef and a gazlan, let's say I stole your automobile, and then I'm riding around and the police are chasing after me and I crash into a wall, and now the automobile is worth, as a piece of junk, just as a metal, it used to be worth $20,000, now it's worth $100. The metal is worth $100. So the Gemara says a ganef pays the full amount. Because the ganef is chai beyond, so he pays the full amount. And he takes the broken pieces of metal. He has to pay the full amount. Why? Because the ganef has kinyan exela. So he's koina. So the Gemara has a discussion, what about shum and the shoyl? When the shoyl is chai beyond sin, let's say if you have a shemachin and he was posheya, and the ganovim came, he left the door open, the ganovim came and they smashed things. So the things depreciated in value. Not that it's worthless, they're worth less now. So the Pashtus is Shom and the Shamachinim, Shom and the Shamasachar. Shamasachar is Chayv and Gnev, Abed, the Shamachinim is Chayv B'Pshia. So you only have to pay the differential between what it was worth before and what it's worth now. It doesn't have to pay for the whole thing, but by the Shoyal, that's 2 days in the Gemara. That's a Machlekes, but the Shom and the Shoyal, Rain Shom and the Shoyal. Do you say the Shoyal is Chayv B'Yonsen to make up the differential? But he doesn't have to pay the full amount, but he's saying no. Why is the Shoyal Chayv B'Yonsen? Because Shalay Nenas, we declare that he was, if in the event that an Einus occurs later, we say, Igloi Milson Amafreya, that it was Shalay, and that's why he has to suffer the Hepsit. So the whole thing was Shalay. So ain't Shaman the Shal.
For a Gazlan, if he steals it and then does something to it, that makes it go up in value. So does he also.
He does something to it, it goes up in value.
Yeah. So do we say he still just has to pay the amount?
Well, if it's still Bied, he has to give it back to the Bialim, and
so
then
he rips it, but now it's art or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's not the same thing he stole, but it went up in Bied.
He was kind of it depends. If he's kind of machinery, then he keeps it. He has the right to keep it if he wants to. Then he just has to pay how much it was worth before. And if it was not kind of machinery, if it wasn't a major machine, it was not kind of machinery, then he has to give it back to the Nignav. But he has a right to say, that's the din of Yorid Toch Sara Shal Chaver Shalab Bishuz Vihishbicha. I go into your field and I plant the trees and I built a hotel and now it's worth much more than it was worth before. So you don't have to pay me like a Yorid Bishuz. If you would have hired me to do all the work, I'd be able to charge you a normal, whatever the going rate is, or whatever we made up. But over here, I was Yorid Toch Sara Shal Chaver Shalab Bishuz Vihishbicha. You have to pay me something. The Gemara has a whole chesed, you got to pay me something. The same as by the ganav, he's yod shalav b'shus v'hishbicha, so you got to pay him something for improving it. If he's kind of b'shina, then he keeps it, and he just pays the value that it was worth at the time that he stole it. If he's not kind of b'shinoi, then he has to give it back, but he's entitled to be reimbursed for yod ala tachtayna, either for the hoitzos or for the shvach, whichever is the less. So this is an important gemara. This is a big machlekas, the Rambam and the Ramban, two lashonos in the gemara. And a diun, the Ktsais and the Nesivis both assume that the Machlekes Lalach between the Rambam and the Ramban applies equally to Shamachinam and to Shamasachar. And Pashtus is, there's a strong room, there's a Mokam Lachalik over here to disagree with them. That it's only by Shoyal that the Gemara has two Lashonis. But Shamachinam, Shamasachar, for sure everyone would agree that it's only Mikan al-Habo. It's not, no one says that it's a gloy milson amafreya, that he was chayv in the time that he accepted the shmir in the first place. Yesterday we were discussing about shchita sheina ruya. So the Gemara says it's only called a fantastic chiddush in the Gemara. You got to understand why. It's only called shchita sheina ruya if it's osa min atayra, osa bachila. Let's say, ashech the treifa, shochad v'nimtzis treifa. So that's machlek zebshimel nachachamim by Oisav Ezbeno, and by Kisri Hadam, and by Tavach Mocha, whether it's chayv or not. We paskin a pshara, a compromise. Rabbi Yudal Nossi, who edited the Mishnah, he made a compromise. That's in Yerudea. When he gets to Kisri Hadam, it says, Asher Yeyochel, Asher Yishchat Chayov, Asher Yeyochel, only Shchita Haruya. When he gets to Oisav Ezbeno, we paskin the Shchita Shein Haruya, is Lav Shmo Shchita. Is when they get to us, when Beno, we say it is Shmo Shchita, and when they get to Kis Adam, is Lav Shmo Shchita because of the pasuk, Asher Yeyochel. Yeah. So the Gemara says a chiddush over here. What about Shechet B'Shab? Shechet B'Shab is you're not allowed to eat it. So is that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabban? So the pashtus is on Lamedal and Amud Aleph. That's Machlek Yechon Ben Nuri and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says if you're like Rabbi Yechon Nuri, the Maaseh Shabbos is an Isa d'oraisa, then I understand that Shchita Shein Ruya. But if Maaseh Shabbos is only a penalty with the Rabbanan, then it's not called Shchita Shein Ruya. Why not? Why shouldn't it be called Shchita Shein Ruya with the Rabbanan? A Chiddush in the Gemara. That when you make a penalty with the Rabbanan, we can understand it. Make a penalty with the Rabbanan, Lahachmer, Veloy Lahakel. Men HaTorah, the Hashecha B'Shabbos, he did an Avera, but you're allowed to eat the flesh. So with the Rabbanan made a penalty, you're not allowed to eat it. So because he said you're not allowed to eat it, so now you're going to say the ganav is potter from paying dollar to hay. It's going to be lahokel on the ganav. If shechet b'shabbos is an isa deraisa, ma'isa shabbos an isa deraisa, like Rabbi, who is it, Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, if you're like Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, so then shechitu sheni ruya. So then the ganav doesn't, according to that tana, Reb Shimon, shechitu sheni ruya, lav shmo shechita, he wouldn't pay dollar to hay. But if Menat Torah it is Shechita Ruya, it's only awesome with the Rabbanon, they're going to say, because they introduced a Chumr with the Rabbanon, therefore we should give the Ganav a break. The Ganav should be potter, we should be off the hook, we shouldn't have to pay the Alva Hay. So the Gemara is saying, the Knas with the Rabbanon is Lahachmir, not Lahokil. So it's going to be Chayte Niska, they're going to make him a Knas, they're going to be potter from paying the Alva Hay. You don't say it like that. What if he was Shechit Labor Rezar? Oh no, Shechit Labor Rezar, that's the Kruvas Labor Rezar. That's for sure asa bachil, no question about it. That's a taisus in different mesichtas discussing. Where does it say in the Chumash that the krubas avodizara is asa bachil? The whole makkah is a pasuk in Tehillim, and the Gemara usually assumes divrei term divrei kabbalah lo yafina. You can't learn out a din deraisa from Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim reviews the history of the Jewish people in the Midbar. So it says vayitzamdu lebalpar vayochlu zivchei mesim, that the Jewish people became crazy. They got so dovuk. Like Mukam Tzamid Posa, they got so attached to Baal Peor, they're worshipping Baal Peor, but Yochol Zivchei Mesim, and they ate the Tikrubis Avodizor. So because the Pasuk refers to the Tikrubis, the Karbonis that they slaughtered, they shechted, the Shem Baal Peor, the Shem Avodizor, as Mesim, Yochol Zivchei Mesim, and a Mesim is also Ba'ano, so the Tikrubis Avodizor is also Ba'ano. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim regarding that Hekesh. A mace is metami ba'ohel. So there's a machlekes hatanam, Rabbi Yudah ben Yosef nachachamim, where the tikruvus avodizar is metami ba'ohel. So it's assumed that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yudah ben Yosef. And nonetheless, the very same mocker is quoted by the Gemara, the very same pasuk in Tehillim is quoted by the Gemara as the mocker, that the tikruvus avodizar is asa ba'ano. So if you don't hold like Rabbi Yudah ben Yosef, that the tikruvus avodizar is metami ba'ohel, so you really should say that it's not the Osabano. So, and if you say it's not, and the Gemara seems to assume everybody agrees Osabano. The only machlek is whether Mitami boil. So how do you split? It's the Hekesh. Ein Hekesh Lamachza. The Posek compares Tikruvas Avodizara to a mace. Should be Ein Hekesh Lamachza. And then the other question, what? There's a Din Deraisa. It's a Din Deraisa. It's a Posek in Tehillim. How did it become a Din Deraisa? If it would have been Tosis and Baba Kama, this same Gemara appears in Baba Kama, in Perik Meruba. The Gemara in Baba Kama, so the Tais in Baba Kama points out, if Shechet B'Shabbos is only a penalty with the Rabbanon, then you don't say Shechita Shein Ruya, Lahokel, that the Ganav doesn't have to pay. They made a penalty with the Rabbanon, but not the chayte niska, not the pat of the ganav, just that it should be asa machil. So if shechit la with zara is only a chumer midirabban, it should say the same thing, that it should be a shechita haruya. That the Gemara says no, shechit la with zara is a shechita sheni buya. No debate. So it sounds like everybody agrees that it's a din deraisa. It's a big din deraisa, just a pasuk and tiller. And that's a problem. That's a problem. And Avodah Zarah problem. Tosis in Chulin and Tosis in Maseches Bava Kama talks about it. That's a problem. How do you get out of this issue?
Shabbos, we're talking about even Shabbos.
Even eating it after Shabbos, yeah.
But
There's a difference. If you say it's only a penalty mid the Rabbanon, so then you have gradations. Also on Shabbos, also on Tzai. If you say it's an Issa deraisa, then it's Leochel Olamis. Then you can't eat it, period. If it's only an Issa deRabbanon, a penalty, then you discuss how far do you go with the Knas.
That's the halacha, though.
Yeah, we assume it's only a penalty mid the Rabbanon. A Sheikh of Shabbos, we don't accept Rabbi Yechanan Asambler's opinion. That is deraisa. It may even be that he never said it. It may even be that he himself only meant that it's mid the Rabbanon. We said yesterday, the Gemara has a machlekes whether Maisa Shabbos is the Raisa de Rabbanon. So there's a machlekes and the Shita Mekubetzas and Adav. What is the machlekes Amaroi? One version is the machlekes is the Rabbi Yechanan Asandla mean that it's a real Drasha Gemura, he only meant it in Asmachta. The other version, no, he for sure meant the Drasha Gemura de Raisa. The machlekes Amaroi is, do we paskin like him, do we not paskin like him? So we know, we don't paskin like him. We paskin Sheikha B'Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos only the Rabbanon. So what's the machlekes for Buda and Rav Meir by Mevashal B'Shabbos, Shechet B'Shabbos? Machlekes by the Kontzer Shogot Amazed, a law Kontzer Shogot Amazed. That's how the Gemara calls it in Gittin. That's a long, long study. Where is it in Gittin? Oh, they don't tell you where it is. They don't tell you on the side of the Gemara. In the middle of Perek HaNizokin, the Gemara goes on and on and on. But the Kontzer Shogot Amazed Hanateh B'Shviyas, a guy plants a tree in Eretz Yisrael. A guy does malocha and chalamoy, there's a penalty. And Eimavat Lanis al Chatchili went ahead and he did it. Well, you're not allowed to marry Milberus Chaver, Menekes Chaver. He went ahead and he married her. So he married a Bishagig. So do you penalize him if he married a Bishagig? You only penalize if he married a Mezid. Eimavat Lanis al Chatchili, you're not allowed to mix in trefis, and he mixed it in his bottle of Bishishim. But he did it Bemezid, so then Bemezid you penalize. What about Bishagig? So the Gemara has a long sugya, but the Kontzer Shogot Amazed, the law Kontzer Shogot Amazed. And we mentioned yesterday there's room to distinguish. Maybe you should be more machmer if the Avera he violated was an Avera de Raisa as opposed to Avera de Rabbanon. Or maybe there's more room to be machmer than Avera de Rabbanon, because the Retorio Enet Tzich Mechizik, the Beisav Mechizik Mechizik. Dinim de Raisa people are going to be a little more careful about. Dinim de Rabbanon, they'll be mezalzel. So the Gemara has all the svaras. There's room to distinguish. And we paskin it as a compromise, yeah. See, here there's a machlekes Ramei Rabbeuda, where the Kontzer Shogot Amazed, a law Kontzer Shogot Amazed. How do we paskin la halacha? Where the Kontzer Shogot Amazed? So the Gemara Chulin, Daf Yudalit, it says on the side. Gemara Chulin says that Rav, Ikla Lebovel. Rav learned, Rav Ishmael learned by Rabbi Yudan Nas, and then they both left Eretz Yisrael to establish yeshivas in Bavel because there was such amaratzis. So the Gemara says, for the Balabatim, Rav felt you got to be machmer more, because in order to get them to be more involved in observance of Shabbos, you have to be machmer kontzer shogot to make even b'shegig. Going to make a penalty for his talmidim in the yeshiva. He paskan the real deal is that lo kontzer shogot to make. So that's a shaila that Tosis raises. What status do we have? We're not as amaratzim. We're not the same level of low-level amaratzis of the Balabatim Rabbah. We are not the high level of his Talmidim. So should we be treated like the Balabatim, that you have to slap all the chumras on us? Or should we be treated, but we're not such amaratzim, so you leave the din the way it is, that low constant shogot to mesa. So that's a machlekes la'alocha. Whether Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg, is there a penalty mid the Rabbanan or not? Yeah, we usually are machmer. And at the Rabbanan, maybe the Mishnah Berurah says, and at Nisa the Rabbanan, maybe there's room to be mekel, that lo kontzer shogot to mesa. Okay, Mishnah Berurah already comes up with all kinds of combinations of kulas. But that's the theme of the machlekes. Machlekes are b'Yudah Rameh, Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg, where the kontzer shogot to mesa, a lo kontzer shogot to mesa. Then the Gemara had this topic, two lines from the bottom, the last line on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Dava hagorim la mamon ke mamon dami, alav mamon dami. Yeah, what is that? What is that? So there's another topic, which is a question, is it related, unrelated, or totally unrelated? Garmi. Grama menizik and espata. Grama menizik and espata. I did something, and this indirectly caused a whole hefsid mamon. So that's the din. Grama menizik and espata, only mazik biadaim. What about garmi? I made a hezik, but it's not actually direct, but it's not so indirect. It's halfway in between direct and indirect. So that's what we call garmi. So that's where we started yesterday. Ramei adoin and din and garmi. That's in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf, and other places as well. The first Daf in Bava Basra has a din and din and garmi. That's the Ramban's contrast on din and garmi is at the end of Bava Basra, because the Gemara in Bava Basra talks a little bit about din and garmi. So that was a big machlokes, we said, Taisis and the Ramban. Taisis on the last daf, the last line on the daf. The Erem Rivo, the Din of the Gami is only with the Rabbanon. That's Shitas Rivo. The Shitas Balei HaTaisis, and the Shach says that's the way we paskin against the Ramban. The Ramban disagrees with Taisis. He says, the Gemara calls it Din of the Gami. It's not Knas of the Gami. So you see, it's a real Din of the Natur. So that's what we mentioned. The Shach says, he started to write a Chibur, a running commentary on the country's din and the gami of the Ramban. Then he stopped because he feels that it's a waste because we don't accept his basic premise. We hold garmi is only with the Ramban. So what's an example of garmi when the person made a hezek halfway in between mazik be a diamond grumman? That's what we assume. Garmi is halfway in between grumman ben azik and mazik be a diamond. Other rishonim say no, garmi and grumman are the same thing. And when the Gemara says danin and din and garmi, we pass in grumman ben azik and his chayv. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. That's the whole, the Taisus, Bekama, Mekaimus, and the Ramban, they all assume Garmi and Grama are not the same. Grama Menizik and Patatz L'Choladeus, and Garmi is a Machlek Zameh Nechachamim. But the Ramban in his long countries, Dinat Garmi, he alludes to the fact that there were some Rishonim who equated Grama with Garmi, the same thing. The thing is the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the one who argued that they have the Ksav Yad. Rabbeinu Ephraim from Regensburg, I think, the same one who disagreed with Rabbi Natama Chatir and Nas Nevel B'Shari Surim, in the same Ksav Yad, he writes like that, the Grama Garmi are the same thing. I remember one of the boys, when I was a student for in the yeshiva, he was in Smicha, so he published that manuscript from the Rabbi Ephraim. It went from one to the other. Went from Chatir and Nas Nevel to Garmi. Yeah, but we don't accept like that. We assume Garmi is something in between Grama and Mazik B'Yadayim. So what's an example, what's a famous example of Danin and Din and Gami? Aserv shtachayv shal chaveiroi. So he owes you $1,000 and you have a shtachayv that says he owes you the money. I go and I burn the shtachayv and the other guy is only going to pay if you can prove that he owes. He's a gangster, he's a wise guy. He's not going to admit on his own that he owes. So I didn't burn the money. If I burned the $1,000 of yours, I'm an odom mazik. I burned the shtar that gives you the ability to collect the money. But I didn't burn your money. So that's a machlekes. If you hold like a man, then in and even the gami, so a sterv shtarchev shal chaveiro would be chayv to pay. Okay, and we paskin the danin and even the gami. You do danin and even the gami. So how much do you pay? A sterv shtarchev shal chaveiro. How much do you pay? So let's say the shtarchev is written on a piece of paper, or a piece of parchment. The piece of paper is worth paper today. How much does it cost? 10 sheets for a penny? I don't know. So the piece of paper is worth a tenth of a penny. But that's not Dina de Gami. It's a piece of paper. So that Shavia says, no, machlek is on that. I burnt you a piece of paper. I burnt you a piece of parchment. I have to pay lotzer al pitz lochisa. How much is it worth per terrorist piece of paper? Rat l'chola deis you pay. That has nothing to do with Gami. Shavia says, do I have to pay more than that? So if you hold Danin and Dina de Gami, you got to pay more. How much more? So that's a further machlekes. The Shach quotes in the end of Chashmish, machlekes of Rishonim. I caused you to lose the whole $1,000, so I have to pay you the $1,000. Oh no, that's Grama ben Ezekin. Kamahu shov alimka bashuk. I burned your Shtachayv today. Shtachayv says you can collect the $1,000 for him September 1st, at another year, not now. So if you want to sell Shtachayv now, how much would you be able to get for it? So people will say, oh, how reliable is the guy, and I have to wait till September to get it, so they're not going to pay you the full $1,000. They'll discount it. They do that all the time. If people buy Israeli bonds and then they sell it to someone else, they sell it to the bank. So the bank doesn't pay you the full bank doesn't pay, the bank is not going to pay you the full amount that the Israeli government is going to give you. They'll discount it because they have to wait till they're going to get it. So is when you hold Danin and Didin Gami, you pay the full $1,000? Or Danin and Gami, you pay Kamu Shavalim Kabashuk. But that's not really an intrinsic value. The intrinsic value is Kamu Shavalim Kabashuk. Lots of pizza lechisa is a piece of paper. So that everybody agrees. If you hold that nina dina gami, pay more than that. So that's a big machlek, a long shach. How should we paskin la locha on that? So that's the topic of that nina dina gami. Then the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Kuf, or the Tzadik Ches, I think, links up. There's a quote, Tzadik Ches, on the base on Daf Kuf. So what links it up? This machlek is Rameh and Chachamim. That nina dina gami may possibly be connected to the topic of Dovah Garm Lamamin. Why? Because the same three root Shoresh is there. Gimel Reish Mem. Garmi, Grama, and Garm Lamamin. Because it has the same three letters in a row. So the Gemara Epis somehow assumes, what is the topic of Dovah Garm Lamamin Kemama Domi Anai? What is the topic? So you have Mishnayos like this. If I steal from Hegdish, Hegdish has something and I steal it. Hegdish has a furniture and I steal it. So I don't pay kefil. I don't pay. And if I stole shorbiseh, a shechter, I don't pay dollar to hate the Hegdish. What if somebody said Hare alai lahavi korban shlamim and then he designates a behem as the shlamim, or let's say he was mechal shabbos b'shegig, he has to bring a chatas and he designates a chatas. So the din is that the korbanos amam and gavoya. Let's say if I can say. Achleikis satanayim, whether karbonos amam and bailam amam and gavoya. And then Rabbi Yosef Glivi says, we split between kachim kalim, kachim amam and gavoya, kachim kalim amam and bailam, and maybe we split within kachim kalim, which ones? Different opinions in Bava Kama, in the first paragraph in Bava Kama. So let's say, if I steal an animal that belongs to Hegdush, I steal something from Hegdush, you don't pay kefir dala behe to Hegdush, because it says le-re-yeh, shalom shtayim le-re-yeh, below le-Hegdush. What if I steal from a person? Yeah, but I stole this carbon, so the carbon is mama gavaya. It's not considered mama bailam. But what if he was mukhiv to bring this chatos? And now I stole it, so it's dovash. My stealing it was goram lo le mamon. Not theoretically, it's a gova dorm that would have been garam. It was garam le mamon. I stole the animal and I shot it. And now he has to go pay money and buy another carbon. For he took a net of hare alai. Lahavi oila lahavi shlamim. And then I stole the alma and I shot it, or I ate it, whatever. So now he has to go be mafresh, a different carbon instead. So that's called Dovah HaGorem LeMomen. We had before, we were discussing the shoyl. Why is the shoyl chai b'yonson? So there's room to say, shoyl is chai b'yonson. The Torah declares that shaloi nenas, shin lamed vav. Shaloi nenas, it's his. If an oinus will occur, we declare it. Gloi mils lamafreh was really his from the time that he took it as a pikodin, from the time that he made the meshicha. Or when the oinus occurs, we declare that it's shaloi nenas. It's a dove shaloi. So who is the one who suffers when an oinus occurs? Whoever is the bailam suffers. So there's room to say fakert. The Gemara calls it a machlekes hatanaim. Who Reb Shimon and Achachamim? For the dove hagarm lamami kemam adami lav kemam adami. You pledge to give a oil or shlamim. Are you a mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg? You mechuyev to bring a chatas and ashem whatever. And then you set aside a behema. And then I stole it and I shot it. So my stealing it, it's mama gavoya, alpidin, it's not called mama bailam, let's say it's mama gavoya, so you have no right to collect, but it's davish goram lamamin, because I stole it, you have to pay money from your pocket. So maybe I should say davish goram lamamin, ke mamin dami, just like by the shoyel, we say, it must be his, because the Torah declares that he suffers the loss, he's chai b'yonson, so maybe over here, because he suffered a loss, so we should declare kemam and dami. Maybe we should declare he does have a chal Hashem bailam. Despite the fact that it's really mama gavoya, you shouldn't treat it as mama bailam, but it was a dovish goram the mamon. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So the Gemara has the case over here. The shomer is watching over a shore, and he's negligent. Shomer is chai b'pshir. Whatever level shomer is, for sure, is chai b'pshir. He was negligent. He let the shore go wild. The shore goes and it kills an Adam, then the bezin. So take the shore killed an Adam, so take the shore, hide it, shecht it now. Make sure, let's say you're a shomer hachometz, and it comes, Pesach is coming closer. Gemara says in the first paragraph, your responsibility to sell the chometz. Don't just sit there and watch it, he's watching it. A shomer is not supposed to watch that. supposed to sell a chametz. If he doesn't sell, he's pasheya. It's his responsibility to sell here also. The shor kills an adam, so hurry, hustle, go get to shor. Shecht it quickly before make a bezin makes a gmardin. He doesn't get to shor. He doesn't shecht it. And then if there's a machlokes hatanaim, whether garment dina shel shor shelo befanav or only befanav, because we spoke yesterday, the pasuk says lo yomos haretzach adam delofnei hoedam lamishpat. In the end of Parshas Maaseh, the end of Chumash Bamidbar. So you can't give in garment dina shel adam ela befanav, at least for dina nefashas. Mamanus is a machlokes in Chosh Mishpat. Can you make a gmar din shalai b'fana? But nefash is for sure. The Gemara said, you can't make a gmar din shalai b'fana. So do you say, k'misa abana kach misa shor, you can't make a gmar din on the shore, shalai b'fana above the shore? That's the pasha pshat in the Gemara. Oh no, the shore is a lot bardas. What do you mean? You got to take the shore into the bezin office. It's going to make a riot over there. So that's a machlokes hatan. So the shomer should have watched the shore that he shouldn't kill anybody. The Shaima should have hidden the shore that the Bezin shouldn't make a Gmar Din. Shaima should have rushed to Shech the shore. He's poshe on every step of the way. Should have ran to Shech the shore before the Gmar Din. So it'll be Mutta Shech the Kadim Shinig Madina. Mutta Banas. He doesn't do anything. He's poshe on everything. So Shaima should poshe his chayv to pay. Yeah. But there, all of a sudden, he takes the shore Shinig Madina. He gives it back to the Mapkin and he says, Aresh Allah Lofanecha. So that's a machlek satanaim. A Gazlan for sure. That's Mishnah, is a Gazlan for sure can give the thing back and say, Hare Shalach Lefanecha, despite the fact that it's also about no. That's the Mishnah, but become a Gazlan Chametz for over all of HaPesach. And the Rebbe Yehuda said, the reason why you can say, Hare Shalach Lefanecha, because nobody violated by Yorah, by Matzah, and it never becomes also about no. So they all argued with the Rebbe Yehuda. He has in the Madura Tinyana, he sent a few letters to try to defend what he said, but it's indefensible. It's against the Gemara. Maybe he's right that nobody violated Balyurah by Matzah, but it's clear from the Mishnah that Gazal Chametz Avala Pesach does become Chametz Avala Pesach, does become Asmana. Even if he's right that nobody violated Balyurah, like Rav Moshe writes, Chametz Avala Pesach is a penalty even in a situation where nobody violated. Bottom line is Chametz Avala Pesach. So it's Asmana. So that the Mishnah, that the Gazlan can say, Reish Alach Lefanech, because no din that the Gazlan is. Gazlan is chai b'yonzim, but it's not chai b'pshia. But here by the shomer is chai b'pshia. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Does it make sense that the shomer should be able to give back the pikudin, which is now asabah? No. He say, Reish Alach Lefanecha. That's part of the pshia. He was pshia and it's worthless now. How can he say? By a mazik, he say, he can say, Reish Alach, by a gazlan, he can say, Reish Alach Lefanecha. But by a shomer, that's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Gemara says, since if the Shaima would give back the behemah, he would say, Haresh Alach Lefanecha, according to this Tana, who Rabbi Yankev Omer, you can say, Haresh Alach Lefanecha. So if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, Dabra Gam Lamamin Ke Mamin Dami, so if someone steals the behemah from the Beis HaShemer, even though Mamish doesn't belong to the Shaima, the behemah belongs to the Mafkid, does not belong to the Shaima. But this behemah caused Hepsid Mamin to the Shaima. When the Ganav stole it, it's a Dovashe Goram Lemamen, not just Dovah HaGorim, theoretically, it could be Gorim. It's a Dovashe Kfar Goram Lemamen. The Ganav stole it from the Beis HaShemer, who is not the true owner, but the Shem is the one who lost. Since he's the one who suffers, if there's an Oinus, he's going to suffer, so maybe we should declare him as a Chalashem Bailim, and the Ganav should have to pay him the Kefal Dalavahe. So that's what the Gemara says. That'll be the Tali and the Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. But the Dover of Gavna Mami, Kamam and Dami, Alav Kamam and Dami. So the question is, what in the world does this have to do with Danin and Dina de Gami? This is Shadach HaLashem Bailim. The other thing is Shadach HaServ Shtachov Shachaveiroi. I made an indirect hezek, not very indirect like Grama bin Ezekin. It's not Mamish Biyadayim, I smashed the window Biyadayim. This is in between Mazik, Odom HaMazik Biyadayim, and very indirect. So Gami is in between. So that's Machlekes Amei and Chachamim. Machlekes Taisus and Ramban. Once you pass on like Rav Meir, is it Deraisa Derabbanan? What is it got? It's a Shaila and Hilchas Nezikin. Shaila and Hilchas Nezikin. What in the world does it have to do with Dovra Gam Lamaman Kemamadami? Dovra Gam Lamaman Alpi Pashtus is certainly a topic Deraisa. Gami is only Mederabbanan. Why in the world did the Gemara think that there's a Havamina? Son and Rishonim say, since we pass on Danin and Din and Digami, so therefore we pass on Dovah Garm Lamamin Kemamin Dami. We don't accept that at all. Dovah Garm Lamamin is known Reb Shimon Shita. The Gemara says two lines. Sabalak Reb Shimon Garm Lamamin Kemamin Dami. We don't pass on Dovah Garm Lamamin Kemamin Dami. That's not accepted. Danin and Dinin Degame is accepted. Garam Lamam Kamam Dami, not accepted. So we don't, it's so unrelated, we don't understand why the Gemara had a Havamin. And Baba Kamat Sadiqhez, the Gemara links the two together. And Tosis says that Kasha, thinking to link the two together, then they come to the Maskana, they have nothing totally unrelated. Dabar Gam Lamam is a topic Deraisa, Danin and Degame is a topic Derabbanan. And even if they would have both been Deraisa, they're totally unrelated. One is an issue. How directly do you have to be mazik in order to be chayiv? And the other is upset halashem baidus, totally different thing. We don't really understand why the Gemara had a havmina to put it together. Then the Gemara has a fantastic chiddush. The kruvis of the zor is only awesome when you do the shechita. When you shech the behemah, you have to shech two simonim, the kona and the veshet. When you shech the chicken, when you shech the turkey, you shech either the kona or the veshet. Shechita soif is simen echad, roiv is simen echad, shechita is behemah v'chai, you need shnei simonim. Simonim means the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe. The kon is the windpipe and the veshet is the food pipe. So in order to be called a shechita on a behemah v'chai, you have to shech the kon and the veshet. In order to become tikruvus av rizor, you have to shech the davke, the kon and the veshet. No, we said yesterday, I think. The Gemara says, if it's an av rizor, that's worship with a stick. So if I zarek makal b'faneho, if I throw a pencil in front of it, that's the way they worship it. Throw a pencil in front of the avodah zarah. I'm chayv misa. I did avodah zarah, but the pencil is not tikruvus. If I put a salami in front of the avodah zarah and they're going to burn it on the mizbech, it doesn't become tikruvus. You have to have a zrika mishtaberes. If I have a pencil and I break it in front of it, so then it's mishtaberes. If I have a bottle of wine and I pour it, so the bottle of wine was all one unit of wine, when I pour it, it separates into tiny droplets. So that's what the Gemara calls zrika mishtaberes. Or I shech the korban, so I cut the neck off and the rest of the animal. So the whole animal becomes awesome. Zrika mishtaberes. So if the Gemara says, shiber makab b'faneo, zarek makab b'faneo, is mutabahan awesome. If I put a salami in front of the way, it's mutabano. If I slice the salami, then it's also bano. That's shiba makab b'faneo. So there's not a din of shechita that you need kona veshet. If you did a zrika mishtaberes, you did a tikruvis. Tikruvis means a matana. I gave a matana. I gave the matana in such a way that I cut it. That's why originally, when they heard that they were making the sheklin from the hair in India where they worship Abed Azara, so they thought the Rabbanim thought that it was a zrika mishtaberes. What happened was many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, some company in France wanted an OU endorsement on their food product. I think it was some kind of a cake or something. So the issue was that they make it fluffier by putting in human hair. They chop up human hair. They put it, where do they get the human hair? From India. So we said, what India? When India? It's approved by the FDA. So that it's edible. It's Roy Lachila. So we said, what India? So they said, they worship Abed Azar, they cut off the hair. We said, they cut off the hair. That's mamish zvikam mishtaber, asa bahano, so you can't give a hashgach. Then when they started the whole tumult that they make the sheklin from that, then they had made a whole investigation. People were burning the sheklin. Then they turned out, they don't cut off the hair, l'shem Abed Azar. They're sacrificing their beauty to the Abed Azar. They cut off the hair, they should look ugly. Men and women look normal with hair. They shave off the hair, they look ugly. So that's their practice. They sacrifice their beauty, but they're not sacrificing the hair to the Avodah Zarah. They said they don't bring, just like you don't bring tzoya and meraglayim as a matana for the Avodah Zarah, it's not a bad Avodah Zarah. They understand that tzoya and meraglayim you don't give. So they hold, you don't cut off hair, you don't bring in hair that you cut, anything that cut off in the body is like tzoya and meraglayim. It's a waste product, so you don't give it Avodah Zarah. So what's the pshat that they cut off the hair? They sacrifice their beauty l'shem avodah. They make themselves ugly all l'shem shamayim. The mekabli yisurim ba'olam hazeh. They should look ugly. So it's not that they're giving the hair as tikruvus. Then it's a gloy milson of afreya. We could have really given the hashgacha on that product from France 25 years ago. Really was kosher. That's not treif. So the din is that in order for tikruvus to be osa, there's no halacha that you need shchita. It doesn't have to be shchita. Azrika mishtaberes. If you break a pencil, shibim makal b'faneo becomes osa. So the Gemara says, when you start shechting the animal, first you cut the outer pipe, then you cut the second pipe. The Gemara says, mishochet bapurto. When you cut the first simen, asara. And you only chayv to pay dalad vehei when you shech the kona and the beisha, because that says a tvocha or mechora. Tvocha means you do a full shchita. Shchita is only kona and the beisha. It's a shor baseh. So you have to shech both simonim. So the Gemara says, if shochet labadizare, shochet labadizare is going to be an issue of kom labadirab minei, right? Shochet labadizare is chai misa, so maybe that should patter him from the knas. Achleikes, hatanoim, maybe kom labadirab minei doesn't patter knas, maybe only patter his mom. Rabbi says, that's pshat in Rab Meir. That's the top line on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Rabbi says, pshat in Rab Meir, that come labor the rabbi, Rabbi Omar, the bottom line on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, going over to the top line on the base, Rabbi says, that pshat the rabbi, come labor the rabbi, and Misa, pata is only for mumen, doesn't pata from knas. Chidushu, shechit, shatar, b'knas, he pay even though it should have been covered with come labor the rabbi. So the Gemara is discussing the come labor the rabbi, the Gemara says, what do you mean? He's only chayib dala behef, he shechts the kona and the beishet. Michishochet bapurto asara, when he cuts the first simen, whichever is on the outside, the whole behemoth becomes, it's already Azrika Mishtaber, you don't need Hilcha Shechita. Azrika Mishtaber, Shibir Makal is also Asabano. So Azrika Mishtaber, the whole animal becomes Asabano. The Idoch Lav Demore Katavach, when he's shechting the Simon Sheni, he shouldn't be Chayav Dal Vehei, Lav Demore Katavach, and no longer belongs to the Nignav. Why is it no longer belonging to the Nignav? What does that Lashon mean? Michishochet bapurta asora, that we understand, simerishon. That's rikam mishtabers, you don't need shchit. The idoch, when he shechts, comes to shecht. The second one, this is around 11 lines, 12 lines from the bottom of lamadala namalav. Kino shochet bapurta, it's a lay. The simerishon becomes also idoch, when he shechts, the shimen seni, kikotoch lav demare kotoch. What does that mean? So if you take it literally, that sounds like hisuri hano anat shalom. That's a simple translation. Yisur hanoah, anat shalom. That's one way to read the Gemara. In Pesachim, the Gemara says, Shnei dvarim ein b'shusa shel adam. Asan hakasu kila hem b'shusa. What are the shnei dvarim? One is bor b'shusa rabim. Adiga bor b'shusa rabim. Then it says, bala bor yishalem. How am I the bala bor? I'm not the owner. If I dig a bor in my field, I'm the bala bor. But I dig a bor right on the edge, right when the people are walking and the mishus are, I'm over here, I dig a bor right in there. So I'm the bala bor, okay, I made a michshol, because the people are going to step an inch off, they're going to fall into the bor. So I'm the bala bor, but if I dig a bor in the middle of the mishus are, how am I the bala bor? For asiyas habor, asiyas hamazik, I'm called the bala bor. So I'm not really, so that's, nei dvar meinim mishus shalom, the bor doesn't belong to me at all. Not ain a mishus, ain a shaloi. The bar b'shusa is not mine. Asana kasad ki lahim b'shusa. Torah says, bala bar yishalem. I'm called bala bar. And the Mishnah calls it, oma moincha o shmi rasan alach. How is it ba moincha? So Tosfos says, lab davke oma moincha. It's niske mo moina. You are called the bala bar because asiyas hamazik. Tosfos has a gemara in Hakainis. In Bava Kama Dafnun Vava and Beis. Gemara says, hamambit behemes chavera kamas chaveroi is chayiv. I take your behemoth into Reuven's backyard, and I hold your behemoth over the food, and I encourage your behemoth to eat all the tomatoes. So the Gemara says, "I'm chayiv mitam shem beregel." What do you mean shem beregel? It's not my behemoth. So Taisa says, "No, but I did asiyas hamazik. I took your behemoth, hamam behemes chaver, akamas chaver. Took Reuven's behemoth, and I had him eat Shimon's tomatoes. So I'm called mamencha. I'm called the bala mazik." Let's say there's a fire burning in someone's oven, and I go and I light the newspaper, and I light the fire, and then I burn down someone's house. So you say, I'm not chayiv, ishem ishememan, it's not mine. So Tosi says, no, it's momen amazik. I did asiyas hamazik. I'm the bal ho'esh. That's like if I dig a bar in the middle of the Bishut Sarab, I'm called balabor yishalem. I'm the balabor. Asiyas hamazik makes me the bal ho'esh, or the balabor. Yeah, so that, Shnei Dvar Meirim B'shusa Shalodam, the Bor B'shusa Ram is Mam Shena Shaloi, Vasan HaKosu Kinaim B'shusa, for Asiyas HaBor, for digging the Psich and the Kriya, that makes me into the Balabor. Then the other case, the Gemara quotes is, Chomitz Mishay Shol Salamayla, Erek Pesach Eftach Hatzais, the Chomitz is also Ba'anoam in HaTor. Before Hatzais, the last hour is only also in the Rabbanon. But Erek Pesach Eftach Hatzais, Asan HaKosu Kinaim, HaKosu means Adin Daraisa. Before Chatzai is not Asan HaKasa, but after Chatzai is, the Chometz is also Bahanoa Min HaTorah. So you say, the Chometz, Mishay Shalos HaNamayla, really shouldn't, I should really not be in violation of Bal Yeroi, Bay Matzai, because Shalchoi HaTorah, Avala HaTorah, Shalachem Shal Gavoy, if the chametz doesn't belong to me, how can you say I violate by matzah? So because it's also by no, it should be considered ena b'shusay. What do you mean with the words ena b'shusay? Mean ena shalom? Lav demarei katav means anything that's also by no, I lose my ownership. You can't own something that's also by no. Really? You can't have any ownership? So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. So some Rishonim take it literally. Isuri hanor, anat shalai, period. Other Rishonim say no. The Nesivis talks about this. The Ktzais, the Nesivis talk about the end of Chayesh Mishpat. Why did the Gemara use a lashon shnei dvar meina b'shusa shalai? Should it say shnei dvar meina shalai? So the answer is the bar b'shusa rab mitakazena shalai. I dig a bar in the middle of b'shusa rab. But the chametz mishavish also made the ishalai. It's just ena b'shusa. I don't have access to it because of the iser hanor. When is something shali veina b'shusi? If a ganav steals it, I don't know where the ganav hid it. The ganav stole my car. They once stole our car and they parked it behind the church. So someone called us up. They told us where it was. So we went and we took it. Okay. So Kozma, we didn't know where it was. So the car was shali veina b'shusi. That's veina b'shusi. Because you don't have access to it. So if you have yisuri hanor, okay. Chametz mishesh also on the maila is veina b'shusi because you don't know where it is. You don't know where it is. So that's a big machlokes when you say, Chametz mishesh also l'mayla ena b'shusa. They taken literally ena b'shusa. No, ena b'shusa means ena shaloi. Same as bar b'shusa rab. So if you say our gemara means ena shaloi, so you understand the lashon. B'chishachet b'apurta asora itzale. It becomes also b'hano. Idach when he shechts the second simon ki katovach when the ganav shechts the second simon lav demarei katovach no longer belongs to the nignav ena shaloi. But if you say that Yisuri HaNo just makes it Eina B'shusai, so here it's anyway Eina B'shusai. The Ganav stole it. Is there any Eina B'shusai from last week when the Ganav stole it? He decides to shecht it today. That makes it more Eina B'shusai. Because it's also HaNo, so what? The Ganav was always Chayiv David Vehei on shechting an animal that's Eina B'shusai. So that can't fit into our Gemara. We're just going to say that Yisuri HaNo are Eina B'shusai. They are Shaloi, but they're Eina B'shusai. So it doesn't read straight in the Gemara. So what's an alternate way to read the Gemara? Idach lav demarei katovach. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, it doesn't necessarily mean lav demarei. It no longer belongs to the nigna. No, maybe li'olam it is shaloi. Maybe the animal still belongs to the nigna. What it means to say is, why is the ganav chayiv dalad vehei? When the ganav steals the animal, he becomes chayiv keren and kefil. Then when he shechts it, the Gemara says, Shana Bechet, Ishtarish Bechet, the Gemara has a machlokes. He went deeper into sin. Not only did he steal it, and the Nignav does know, he has no access, does know how to get it. Ishtarish Bechet, he crawled deeper into the hole. Shana Bechet, he repeated the Avera, and he made it worse. Now the guy no longer has, the animal is no longer alive. So he was mafsed it more. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. Bamedvar Mamurim, when do you say that by Shechting, the Kohen Neveshet, you're causing a greater hefsid to the nignav if the animal would have been muta b'hano, and now by your shechting it, muta b'achil and muta b'hano, now by your shechting it, he can't use it as a live animal anymore. So I made a further hezek. But when I shecht the simen rishon, I'm not yet chayiv davadeh. Shecht simen rishon, now with the zora, it already becomes also b'hano. So by the time I shecht the simen sheni, I'm not causing any hefsid to the nignav. The thing is worthless. Also, b'hano is worthless already. So by the time I do the second simon, I'm not causing him any hefsid. When I did the first simon, it's already also b'hano. That was the whole hefsid, but that's not tovach. If I shoot the animal, I'm not chayiv davar, only if I shecht it. Shechting by behemi, you need shorbisa, you need konan aveshet. So by the time he gets to shecht aveshet, by the time to shecht the second simon, the thing is worthless already. So that's a big fundamental machlokes in Rishonim. What's the difference? Halacha ma'aseh, it's the same. However you learn pshat, the Gemara's kasha is still, the Gemara answers, we talk halacha ma'askinon, when he shechts it, he says, he only wants to worship Avodah Zarah, begmar zvichu hu avdo. He doesn't, when he shechts the first simon, it's not yet, it shouldn't yet be the kruvus.
So how does
since the reason why the ganav is chayiv dalad vehei by tovach u'macha is because he's further being mafsed, he's being mafsed the nignav more, he's going deeper into sin, not only is it ena b'shusai, now it's not even alive and he's using a further hefsid, he used to use this shorvis to do plowing in the field, that the horseback riding, to ride on it, to carry packages for him, to carry burdens, and now the animal is dead. So that's only by Medvar Mamurim, if at the time that he shechts it, he's making a hefsed for the nigna. Here, by the time he does the second simen, it's already osaban off in the first simen. Osaban is worthless already. So when he does this shchit on the second simen, he's not causing any hefsed to the nigna. The only time the ganav is chayv dollar day, but Torah HaMacher is, if at the time of the Tvicha Mechira, he's causing a major additional hefsed to the nigna. So what's the difference whether you read like this, read like this? It's going to be the same thing, Allah HaMaisa. So he mentioned, no, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. He said, where's the case? The father dies on Erev Pesach after Chesed. The father's not religious. And he owns chametz, and he doesn't bother to sell the chametz. Doesn't bother to dispose of it. And then the children are Bali Tshuva. So the father dies, and the children yarshin the chametz. Do they have to run immediately on Pesach, on Erev Pesach after Chesed, and burn the chametz? But they say, no, it was shalai of the father. It can't go birusha. Ain't shalai of the father can't go birusha. The din is that the father has what we call a kinyan iser. There's a concept, these are terminologies that the Ramban has. There's a kinyan mamin and there's a kinyan iser. Kinyan mamin means I own a gemara, I own a jacket, I own svar, I own furniture, I own an apartment. That's a kinyan mamin. Then a kinyan iser, I own something with respect to iser the heta. Like the gemara says, you own an evet kanaini, a kinyan iser. What do you mean? You own a kind of kinyan mamin? He belongs to me, kishori b'chamori, and I have a right to make him work for me. Like I own an animal, I have the right to make it work. I own an ebeknaini, a kinyan isa. What does that mean? If I'm a kohen, the ebeknaini shel kohen is allowed to eat truma. And even if I'm not a kohen, the fact that he's my ebeknaini, he cannot become a munan on a korban pesach without my authorization. So I remember once I said this. Dr. Belkin walked in. There was a wedding across the street on the lawns. I think the dean of Einstein or something. So his daughter got married, had it on the lawn. So Dr. Belkin was very bored with the wedding. There's nobody to talk to him. Learning was going out of his mind. So it was on a Sunday afternoon. So he walked into this building wasn't here, that building. He walked into that building. And the koyla was in session. And one of the boys was saying a chabura. So the boy was talking about kinyan mom and kinyan isa. So Dr. Belkin was mopsik him. So he said, when you use the expression kinyan isa, what do you mean? Tell me, what's the definition? So he said, what I said. And have a knaini, that if he belongs to a kohen, is allowed to eat truma. No. Then he says, he can't become a munna on a korban pesach without, no. What does it really mean? No one knew what he wanted. Baruch Lichtenstein didn't know what he wanted either. So he said, no. He says, kinyan isa means we don't treat him like a human being. We treat him like an object. Okay. We treat him like a behemoth. We treat him like an object when he gets to a certain deal. The ramification is when he gets to eating truma and when he gets to becoming a mamun on carbon dust. But he thought that's the ikar of kinyanis. Okay. So by Yabba Kleine, for sure, there's such a concept as a kinyanis. Ebed Ivri, is there a concept of kinyanisir? So that's a famous machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban and Kiddushin, the Apta Zayin, interprets a Gemara like that. That there is a kinyanis of Baharaya, that the Ebed Ivri is muta b'shivcha kneinis. Normally, there's an isa deraisa shivcha kneinis. And every day is mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. Tosis denies that. Tosis says he's not mutter on his own b'shivcha k'nainis. Only Rabbi Mosolo shivcha k'nainis. If the Odon wants to have lotus, every k'naini has this girlfriend shivcha k'nainis. She's 75 years old. She can't have any children. So according to Tosis, he's not mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. He's only mutter b'shivcha k'nainis in the line of duty. If the Odon wants to be molid lotus, so the Eviknaini is mukhiv to do it for the Yodan, and that's why it is mutter. But if it's not in the line of duty, he wants on his own to live at the Shivcha Knainis, and she can't have any blood. She's 75 years old, she's not going to have any babies. Then it's a machlokes Tosfos and Ramban. So the Ramban holds that he's mutter b'Shivcha Knainis, and that's a kinyanis of a Yavid Ivri also. And Tosfos disagrees. So here, Bechomitz Mishesh also Lamaila, the Gemara says, "Ein b'shusa shalom." Nasan hakasu kinyanahim b'shusai. We consider it as if it's his. He has a kinyan iser in the chametz. So kinyan iser is a Gemara gittin. If I had a mafkir avda, I have an ebed kenaini, and I have both a kinyan mamon and a kinyan iser. Then if I mafkir the ebed kenaini, so the hefker is only chal on the kinyan mamon. Hefker is not chal on the kinyan iser. So do you say tzorach get shichur? Ain't tzorach get shichur. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass in Tzorah Get Shechah, Hefka is only Chal on the Kinyan Mamin, the Kenisa is going to remain up until the time that the Odin writes him a Shtar Shichah. And the other opinion is no, Einitzar gets Shichadik. You only have the Kenyanisa, Agav the Kenyamamin. Once you mafke the Kenyamamin, true, Hefker is not Chal on a Kenyanisa. That's what the Ramban says. A man is married to his wife, Ramban thinks that there's a Kenyanisa. So can he be mafke his wife? Say, no, you have to write a get. Why can't you be mafke your wife? Because Hefker is not Chal on a Kenyanisa. So here, if I own an Ebeknani, you have both the Kenyamamin and a Kenyanisa. So there was one opinion that we don't accept, that the Kenyanisa is a function of the Kenyamamin. Because man, they have the Kenyamamin, then the Odon has also a Kenyanisa. Once in Mafker Avdo, the Hefker is Chala and the Kenyamamin. So in May, the Kenyanisa disappears also. We don't pass like that. We pass on Mafker Avdo, Yotzel Echeirus, the Kenyamamin is Poka, but Zorah gets Shichur. He still needs to get Shichur for the Kenyanisa. So let's say the Odon was Mafker Avdo, and then the Odon drops dead. Does the Eved go Birushit to the son? That the son should be able to write Ishtar Shichur. Maybe Kenyanisa doesn't lend itself to Yerusha. Maybe the laws of Yerusha only apply in Kenyamamin. Maybe Kenyanisa doesn't go Yerusha. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So this is what the Achrayim discuss in Hilchus Pesach, the Chok Yankif on the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch, and basically the Nadi Yehuda has this tshuva. The father violates Pesach, so the father keeps Chametz in his ownership. But it's Eina B'shusa Sholad Masan Hakasu Kilahim B'shusa. If you say all he has is a Kenyanisa, then the father dies on Pesach, so then there's room to argue the point and say the children don't have a problem about your Rabbi Matzeh, because only Kenyani Mamun go B'Yerusha. Kenyani Isa don't go B'Yerusha. So they don't have to go burn it. But if you say Yisurah HaNoah Arshaloi, not the Tzeinu Shaloi, why should you say Tzeinu Shaloi? Yisurah HaNoah Arshaloi, but just that it's Eina B'shusa. And in order to violate by your Rabbi's mind, it has to be Shaloi U'B'shusai. That's what Nadi Behuda was assuming. Nadi Behuda said, Gozel Chametz for over all of our Pesach, no one violates Bal Yerah by Matzi, Zelefi Shena Shalav, Zelefi Shena Beshusa. Nadi Behuda based it on the Ramban. The Ramban says, and Chumash, Ramban says, in order to violate Bal Yerah by Matzi, it has to be full ownership. Full ownership is Shalai Ubeshusa. So Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, when it becomes Asa Mahano, Chuet Shalai, but it's Eina Beshusa, so that's why there's an issue. How does one ever violate Bal Yerah by Matzi? So that's when the Gemara ends. Hasan Hakasu Kilei Mishus. Torah declares they have a Kenyanis. So if you say all he has is a Kenyaniser, perhaps doesn't go Birush. That's also debatable. What does it say there in the Gemara Gittin? When the Odom was Mafke the Abed Kanaini, and he didn't give the Shtar Shichur yet, then the Odom dies. The Gemara says it does go Birush. So I don't know if Yehuda say it does go Birush. So that's a question. How do you read the Gemara in Gittin? It's another topic. So that's the nafkamina lalocha. This pilpul that we were discussing, michi shachet bapurta itza. When he shechts the simmerishain, the whole shorvisa becomes asabana idach. By the time he shechts the second sim in the kana, the veshed ki katovach lab demare katovach. What does it mean? So he said two ways to read the gemara. Mamish ena shaloi, isura hanar ena shaloi. Oh no, he can't say ena b'shusa. That's not ena b'shusa. The shorvisa is anyway ena b'shusa. The Ganav stole it. The Nignav does know where it is. It is Eina B'shusa. So the alternate pshat is that you're not being mafsid him anything. So what's the difference, halacha l'maaseh, whether you learn this pshat or that pshat, whether Yisurah HaNoreh Eina Shaloi, nafkamin is that the guy dies after Pesach enters, whether the children have to go burn the chametz immediately or not. If you hold Yisurah HaNoreh Ar Shaloi, then it goes B'Yerusha. If you hold Yisurah HaNoreh Not Shaloi, he just has a son or cause of Kilahim B'shusa. There's a Kenyanisa, so there's room to argue the point. That's the Rabbi Yehuda with the Chok Yankev, that Kenyanisa doesn't go B'Yerusha. Same thing also, yeah.
But the Torah makes you burn them and they burn them and then it's rubbing.
So yeah, okay.
Otherwise you wouldn't have it for you.
No, why? Let's say if I see Avodah Zarah, I have to burn it, even though it's not my Avodah Zarah.
And you have to burn the Pasuk Cholov, even though it's not yours?
No, Bas B'chov is only Nigbarim, it's not Nisrafim. But Orla and Klai Kerem is Nisrafim.
But it's still called Bishanoah.
Yeah, it's also Banoah.
So yeah. There would be a split there whether the Nisrafim would
be Nisbarim? They're both also Banoah.
But it's Shalom.
They can say that it could be that they're both Shalom. If you're the Yisrael Hanoah Shalom, it could be that both Shalom. Both the Nisrafim and the Nigbarim.
And somebody else would have a fever also to burn? Or?
Yeah, nikbarim is that it shouldn't be a takala. You shouldn't leave it around the house. Someone's going to make a mistake and eat it or get anah from it. So nikbarim is mishum chashash takal. Nisrafim, now pipashtas, is a mitzvah to burn. That's Rav Chaim assumes. When you have nisrafim, it's a mitzvah to burn it. Chasam Sofer disagrees with that. Chasam Sofer says, how come none of the money ha-mitzvahs ever counted the mitzvah to burn or lank lay akerim? So he says, and I never saw my Rebbe, it was Tamar Rav Nasnat, he said, I never saw his Rebbe burn. His Rebbe had the trees and he had the orla b'chutzla, how come he never burnt it? So there's someone, I answer, orla b'chutzla, there's no mitzvah of Nisrafim, there's no mitzvah to burn it. Maybe all in Eretz, his Rebbe didn't live in Eretz, his Rebbe lived in chutzla. So the Chasam Sofer doesn't answer like that. He said, the answer is that there never was a mitzvah to burn orla. If you want to get anor from it, so if you burn it, it'll be mutar b'anor. And it's rough and afra mutar. But you're not mechuyev to burn it, take the whole thing and dump it in the garbage and goodbye. It's an ishke mitzvah to burn it. That's what he claims. Rav Chaim assumes, a famous Rav Chaim, he assumes not so. He says, the reason why nisraf and afra mutar, the Rishonim said, because nasis mitzvason. It's only nasis mitzvason if you're mechuyev to burn it. The whole is anah because it's oimed l'sreifa. So if you're going to get anah, you're mevatel a mitzvah sreifa. Once you burnt it, you already did the mitzvah. So there's no reason to ask about anah. Rav Chaim assumed that the nisrafim in the Mishnah, that orla klakem nisrafim is a mitzvah to go out of your way to burn it. And Chasam Sofer, the Or HaShulchan quotes Chasam Sofer, he's all excited about it. He thinks it's gewaldig. So the Chasam Sofer says there never was a mitzvah to burn the nisrafim. It just means if you want to get anah from the ashes, if you burn it, the ashes, Afram will be muta. If you don't burn it, so the Afram will no afer. And that's the machlokes. But the Yisurah Hanor, the Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, if you're Mekadosh B'Yesef, so you got to give a Shavar Put. If Mekadosh B'Shavar Kesef, has to be a Shavar Put. What if you're Mekadosh B'Yisurah Hanor? The Mishnah gives a long list. Basa B'Cholav, Orlok, Le'akerim, Chamas B'Pesach, Egla Rufa, Sharaniska, gives a whole complete list of all of these Surah Hanor. So it's Zainim Mekudeshes. Why Zainim Mekudeshes? So the Rishonim have three reasons why. Some Rishonim said because Zainim Shaloi, the Chasan has to give a ring that's his, he has to be makna to the Kala. It doesn't belong to the Chasan, it's not going to belong to the Kala. Zainim Shaloi can't have ownership on his Surah Hanor. Other Rishonim say it's not true, you get, like the Nesiva said, it is Shaloi, but it just ain't a Bishusai. So Baita, if it's Shali Veda Bishusi, I can't be maknet, Chosin can't be maknet to the Kala. In order to be maknet something to someone else, you have to have a full bailus. Full bailus means Shaloi u Bishusi. So Yisuri Hanor is Zaina Bishusi. And the third shot is Rashi. He says it is Shaloi and it is Bishusi, but it's not Shavit, it's not Shavit Kesa, not Shavit Pruta. And the other Rishonim disagree, they say it is Shavit Pruta. If you sell it to a Goy, you'll get money. Why should he say it's not Shavu Puta, Kamho Shavu Lim Kabashuk means Beheter. He can sell it to Yisr if he's a Shegetz. He's not observant. He'll sell the Basav Cholav and he'll make money out of it. It is Shavu Puta. And Rashi holds no, it's not Shavu Puta because the Halacha declares you're not allowed to sell it. So it's the not Shavu Lim Kabashuk anything. You're not allowed to sell it. So those are the three Pshatim in that Mishnah. How can some Rishonim say that Yisri Hanor Ar Shaloi? And our Bishu suggests that it's not Shavu Puta, that's how Rashi says, isn't that the Gemara Shnei Dvar Menem Bishu Sa Shaladam? Chometz Mishrei Shol Salamayla said, either means it's Eina Shalai Reina Bishu Sa. If you just say it's not Shavu Puta, so therefore what? Doesn't it say Beferish Eina Bishu Sa? Either means Eina Shalai Reina Bishu Sa, one or the other. How can Rashi say this Shalai, this Bishu Sa? So the Achranim say, no, that's Chometz, because it's Ton Ibn Min Oilam. You have to dispose of it right away. Oilam Klei Akerim. You don't have to dispose of, you can leave it around the house. So there Rashi says in Shaloi B'Shus, but if you have chametz, that you're mechuyev to destroy it, same thing Avodah Zarah. If you have Avodah Zarah, you're mechuyev to dispose of it right away, not allowed to keep it around the house. Lid bar biotcha me'uma min acherim. So if you have either chametz or Avodah Zarah, which you're not allowed to keep around the house, every minute that you keep it, you're over an iser, so then Rashi has to agree that it's either Eina Shaloi Reina B'Shus. But by all the other Yisrael HaNor, Rashi holds that it is Shaloi and it is Beshusai. It's just that it's not Shavu Pruta. We mentioned the Gemara Bava Kama says on Daf Mem Hey, Shoranisko Koidim Gmardin Machr Machr. Lacha Gmardin Machr Eina Machr. So why is that Lacha Gmardin Machr Eina Machr? So we assume that the Gmardin makes it also Bahanoa. Machr Eina Machr is either because Siri Hanoa not Shaloi or because they're not Beshusai. But if you should adopt Rashi's Pshat, that after the Gemara Din Tzas Manoa, it is Shaloi, it is Beshusa. The only thing is that it's not Shavu Pruta. So why is Mocher and a Mocher? Why can't you sell something that's not Shavu Pruta? I'll make a Kenyan Hakbar. You won't make a Kenyan paying money. Make a Kenyan Mashiach, make a Kenyan Chotzer. Why is Mocher and a Mocher? That's what Rabbi Soloveitch again said on that Kasha. He said, the Rabbi Natam comes to the rescue. Rabbi Natam says that Shon Niskal Mechaim is Mutabano. So why does the Gemara say Mocher and a Mocher? So Tosfos has that Kasha on the Rabbi Natam. And Sanhedrin daf Peyam and Beis. There's a long Tosfos goes from Peyam and Aleph to Peyam and Beis. So Tosfos has the Rabbi Natam holds that Shon Niskal Mechaim is Mutabano. It only says it's also after it's Basar, after it's dead. Lo Yochel es Besorei. If after Abde came, Basa, after you shecht it, after you give it skila, now it's flesh, so now it's also Bano. Because man it's still alive, it's Mutta Bano. So why does the Gemara say Shara Niskal after Gemara Din Mocher and Mocher? Rabbi Tam says it does mean the sale didn't take effect. The sale does take effect. Mocher and Mocher means you haven't saved the animal's skin. You haven't saved his hide. The Bezin is still going to give him the skila. Even if you sell it to someone else, they're still going to give it skila. If you sell it before Gemar Din, so then there's one opinion, Machlokes Hanaim, there's one opinion that the animal is Potter from Isa now. Because Ashor Hefker is not Chai Misa, Machlokes Abiyuda Nachachamim. Abiyuda holds that Ashor Shein Lo Bailim is not Chai Misa. It has to have the same Bailim at Chila V'Yatzov. So if Mochra Koidim Gemar Din, Mochra Mochur, the sale is valid and you save the life of the animal. The Bezin can't make a Gemar Din because it doesn't have the same Bailim at Chila V'Yatzov. But after the Gemar Din already, Mochrein and Mochre, the sale is valid. But it will not accomplish the goal of saving the animal's life. The Bezin is going to give him the skila anyway. So once Rabbi Natam says like that, that Mochrein and Mochre doesn't mean the sale is not valid. So that'll be the Teretz on Rashi also. Rashi also that Asher Niskal is Shaloi, and it is Beshusa, just that it's not Shavu Pruta. Mochrein and Mochre is not to be taken literally that the sale doesn't take effect. The sale is not valid. Sale is valid. But he didn't save the life of the animal. The Bezin's going to give him the skila anyway. Yeah, every line in the Gemara is relevant here. It's Nagei Halacha L'Maisa. To know whether the hair in India is Asabano. God knows, Rika Mishtaberis. You don't need Shechita Shnei Siman. Simon Rishon is already. Chishochet Bapurto Asur Itzer. As Rika Mishtaberis is Asur. In the Isuri Hanor, where the Isuri Hanor is Ein Shaloi, Ein Beshusa, not Shavu Pruta. It's a three-way Machlekes HaRishayim, and it's Nagei LaAlocha, by the guy who dies in the middle of Pesach, whether the children have to burn the Chometz or not. Every Gemara is Nagei LaAlocha. Yeah, what else? What else do we have over here? Yeah, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shechet B'Shabbos, four lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Shechet B'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim Afpi Shemischai Benafsho, Ischai B'Koris and Ischai Misa, Shechitos HaKshayr. It's a good Shechita. That's a Mishnah Chulin, it says, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Quoted in Yerideya. Shechet B'Shabbos Afpi Shemischai Benafsho, Shechitos HaKshayr. So Rabbi Akiva Eger on the bottom of the page in the Yerideya quotes from the Maharit. Akasha, Rabbi Kivega made it famous. Nobody now reads any Maritz when they read Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega quotes as a machloikas habay v'rove in the beginning of Masechas Tmura. If you have a milsa davar achman aloy sabit, there's an activity that the Torah prohibits you from doing, and you go ahead and you do it. So would you say yovid loy mehani? It can't bring about any chalois because you have no right to do it. But you say yovid mehani? If you went ahead and you did it, it can bring about a chalos. So that's the Maritz Kasha. Hashecha B'Shabbos is one of the Lamentas of his Malachas. How can it say Shechitos HaKshera? There's a big Machlekes Achranim, how we're supposed to paskin there. Whenever you have a Machlekes Abay V'Rabba, we always paskin like Rabba, except for the six cases of Yal Kagam. But here the two gears is which way did Abay say, which way did Rabba say? Sugis Mischalfas, Taisa says. There are a few sugis like that in Shas, that in one Mesichta is presented the names in one way, the other Masechta, the names are presented in the reverse. And there is theorists in the Rambam. It's problematic. The Lacha Mishnah points out there are contradictions in the Rambam, whether the Rambam paskins Milsa Dam Rachman Allah Sabbath, Yavid Loi Mahani, it can't bring about a Chalois, or it can. So if you hold the Yavid Loi Mahani, what do you do with the Mishnah? Hashecha B'Shabbos, the din of Milsa Dam Rachman Allah Sabbath, not a lot of Shabbos. How can it bring about a Chalois? Chitos HaKshera. If you hold the Yavid like Mahana, you should have said that it's Osa Bachim. That's the Marit's Kash. So Marit gives an answer and others give answers. So in yeshivas, everybody says over, Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a sefer on Yavamis, famous sefer called Kovitz HaOris. He has a whole long essay where he distinguishes between actions. A guy eats breakfast, a guy walks across the street. He doesn't make this decision with the power vested in him as the bailiff. He eats breakfast, he's full. You can't make a shlech to eat breakfast for you. It's not a maisa bailus. When I want to sell my property, when I want to buy something, I want to get married, I want to get divorced, I want to take a neder, that's a maisa bailus. I'm a balabos to decide whether I want to get married, I want to get divorced. I'm a balabos to decide whether I want to sell my house, I want to sell my automobile or not. I have the right to decide whether I want to accept the neder or not. That's a maisa bailus. But over here, eating breakfast, walking across the street, it's not a maisa bailus, it's a metzias dikah thing. So that's why Rabbi Chana Wasserman gives a lot of nafkaminis la'alocha, and he says, the only time you say Iyov Eloi Mehani is, if you did a pu'ula, if you did a maisa that you need das bailim, with the power vested in me, I'm magdish behemah, but I did it be'isser. So since the Torah says you're not allowed, let's say you're not allowed to say t'mura, harezu tachazu. That's why it's in the beginning of Temura. But the pasuk says, "Lo yechalefenu v'lo yomer also tobera rabatov mehem yomer as v'hoi hus meras yekodesh." If you did say, "Harizu tachazu," the hakdosha is chal on the new animal. So the Gemara says, "Why shouldn't I apply the rule?" Milsa dar machman on the sabbat yavid l'mahan. The Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. Fine. If you hold usually yavid l'mahan, that's an exception. Why is it a rule? Why is it an exception to the rule? Because to be magdish an animal, you have to own the animal. You have the right, but the koyach habaylus, you have a right to declare that the animal should be hegdish. Here the Torah says, you're not allowed to. Lo yamarosa. You're not allowed to declare this animal should substitute for that animal. So how can it bring about a halos? I should say, Torah didn't give you the right to express such a das. So it's like the tmura was done, b'li das. You don't need what the power vested in me as the you don't need any das by the mashchita. Guy throws a knife to hit a target, and then the chicken happens to be walking by and accidentally did a proper shchita. So the Gemara says that it's a good shchita. Shchita ain't tzircha kavana bechlal not. So since you don't need das by them, so the whole topic of Yavid Lamahani doesn't apply. That's famous. That's what Rabbi Chana Wasserman said. Rabbi Soloveitchik has like that also. And his sefer is similar. That's not what the Marit says. Marit gives a whole totally different answer.
I think the Bina is Masna Moshe Kazi the Torah. We talk about the
Dabarshim Moshe Kazi the Torah. How is it different? Rabbi Velvel Soloveitchik talks about Masna Moshe Kazi the Torah. Tanai Botel, he learns that means the Torah says you had no right to express this Das, since you had no right, so we just cross it out. As if he never said that. The guy says, let's say the guy's in the Israeli army. He's young. He may get killed. He knows any day he may get killed. He says, on the condition that if I die within the first 5 years, you shouldn't need chalitz. So that's the original case in the Yerushalmi. The Tanai bottle of Maisakam. The Kedushin is chal, and the Tanai is not valid. And even if he does die within the first 5 years, she's still going to need chalitz. That's Masamashkaz Matur. Yeah. So that. So Rabbelvelo Soloveitchik learns and writes the reason for Masa Mashkaz Matar. Torah doesn't give you the right to express such a das, so it's as if he never said that das. So he has a right to marry the girl, a Reb Mekudeshesli, that's fine. But he has no right to say on the condition that the laws of Chalitza shouldn't apply. What do you mean? The Rabbanu Shel Olam instituted the laws of Chalitza on everybody, whether you like it or not. So you have no right to express that das. You had no right, so it's like Yavid Lamahani. Since you had no right to express that, das, so it's not chal. That's how he learns. Masa Mashkas Vatar Tanai Bo. Similar to the way the Rabbi Chana learns a din of the Yavid Lamahani. Milsa Dar Machman Al Asabi Yavid Lamahani. So that's a famous discussion. Rabbi Kivege quotes. No one would have known about discussion. Rabbi Kivege quotes it from the Marit on Yeridei, the beginning of Yeridei. Why don't you say Yavid Lamahani? Because Rabbi Kivege quoted it, so that's why it's still being discussed. Most of the things from the Marit are out of style. Nobody talks about it. They already forgot who the Marit was.
Can you say like just that if they're not the same, like it happens to be Shabbos, but like other cases they're going directly against themselves. No?
Right, the Shach and Chashem Ishbal writes like that. There's an Issa Midrabbanon to make a chamemka, to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So what's the din if I sell you, I make a sale on Shabbos? I sell you something, I sell you a house. Would you say it's not valid? So the Shach says, no, all week long I can't sell. Punkt, has to be a chil happens to be a chil Shabbos. So that's not called the Yavid Laman. It's only Milsa Damachman Lay Sabbath if you're never allowed to do it. Like Lo Yachlifeinu V'lo Yomaro, never allowed to make Tamur. But to make Kinyanim is always Mutter. On Shabbos, it's a chil Shabbos. So since if you would have done it on the weekdays, the kinyan would have been chal. So if you do it on Shabbos, also chal. That's what the Shach says in Chashem. That's not what the Marit says. He gives a different answer. The Marit was around the same time as Rabbi Yosef Karo. He was the father of the Mabit. Mabit was in the Bezin of Rabbi Yosef Karo and Tzfat. They had disagreements, a different disagreement. Going out of order, we discussed a little bit the topic of Mima Enes. Where is the girl? Where's the girl who is Mima Enes? I already forgot where we are. Here it is. Lamed Hey, Lamed Beis. Right, going over to Lamed Vav Manal. What is Miyun? What is Kiddushin Miyun? Kiddushin Miyun, usually when a couple is married, the only way to allow the girl to remarry is either she gets a get or the husband dies. Either get or Misa Sabal. A girl just can't go to Bezdin and say, I don't want to remain married with him. If the Bezdin will realize that there was a Kiddush HaTois over here, let's say they had in the Israeli newspapers, the girl married a boy, she didn't know that he had a history of depression and attempted suicide for years before. And then soon after they got married, she became pregnant right away. And then he attempted suicide, he went into depression, attempted suicide, and he was a vegetable. Goodbye. He's a vegetable now. So there's no one to talk to. So they wrote in the newspapers that the Beis Din in Yerushalayim allowed the woman to remarry. They declared that annulment, that it was a Kiddush HaTois, because the guy had a record from the past. Everybody knew that he was seriously depressed with tendencies of suicide from the past. Ramosha Fachan has a tshuva like that. It was a famous case in New York. There was a girl married a boy. He never told her that he had been institutionalized several times before because of a nervous breakdown. And then at the wedding, in the middle of the dinner, he got a nervous breakdown. They had to take him to the hospital. And then the girl realized, that she found out, this wasn't the first time. There were many times before. So she insisted she wanted a get. And then she didn't want to cover her hair. The dinner is that a grusha is supposed to cover her hair. So Moshe was making. She didn't want to cover her hair because they didn't have nice shapelin at that time. They were older than me. So at that time they didn't have nice sheitel. So the girl's going to go look for a shidduch with a ugly looking sheitel. There's going to be a dead giveaway that she was married before. She was going to tell her she was going to date people. And she was going to tell them she was previously married. But she didn't want to wear shidduch. So Ramosha Paska Mi'ikra Din, she didn't have to cover her hair because Mi'ikra Din, she really didn't need a get. Because it was a Kiddush HaTois. There was such a mum gadol to say that it's Kiddush HaTois, to say that mitzad the boy, if there's a mum in the girl, Kiddush HaTois. So we're much more lenient. If the girl has a zamum, you say it's kedusha. To say that, we assume the Gemara says Yosef Misharish Rotzal Isha, or Isha Rotzal Inos. So the girls are more chalashing to get married than the boys are. So the girl will even agree to marry a guy. Tavla Mesav Tandu Mila Mesav Amlo. The girl will marry a guy even if he's not making a living, even if he's a slob, even if he's not educated. The girl has a graduate degree. The boy never finished high school. So you have a lot of marriages like that. The husband is a nobody and nothing, and the wife wants to remain married with the husband. So to declare it's a Kiddush HaTois, there was a major mum, and the boy has to be quite a major mum. To declare a Kiddush HaTois because there was a mum and the girl, if she has an ingrown toenail, that's not cool. That doesn't make Kiddush HaTois. But if it's something, doctor is not good looking or something, and he wasn't aware, a mum, Shabbos Seisei, didn't know about, so it's easier to declare it. So Moshe says, if there was mishigas and the girl wasn't aware of it, he helped mikra adin. That's really kedusha tos, and you don't need a get. Yeah. So that's an annulment. But over here, miyun, at the end of the day, it's considered like an annulment. Miyun, there was no mistake. The mother married her off. When there's a father, so the Torah gives the schus to the father, is beaten the father. The father has a right to marry off the daughter. If there's no father, the girl is Yisayma, so Midirabbanan, and all of her classmates are married. Everybody's married. She's only 11 years old, and she's the old lady. She's the old maid in the class. Everybody else married. She's the only single one. So they made a takana Midirabbanan at that time. It was important. Made a takana Midirabbanan. She shouldn't be the old maid. So the mother and the brothers have a right to marry her off. But if later on, even she's happily married for a half a year, they married her off at the age of 10, then she does become bas mitzvah till the age of 12. So for a year and a half she's happy, and then she's not happy. So she goes to a bezin, and she says in front of the bezin, I don't want to remain married with the husband. So that's called miyun. So the oike de kiddushin lamafreya, and she doesn't need a get, and she's allowed to marry his brother, he's allowed to marry her sister. It's considered as if they were never married. There is such a principle on the level of the Raisa, Kiddusha Toys. If there was a major moment, the boy and the girl, whatever, there is such a thing as annulment, rare, but there is such a thing. And here it's not really, because hey mama, the din of miyun doesn't apply to any and every case of Kiddushin the Rabbanan. There are many cases of Kiddushin the Rabbanan. Like the chasen is the kaddish, the kala, with a ring, but he forgot to bring the ring. He was afraid he's going to forget to bring the ring, so he gave the ring to his friend, and the friend forgot to bring the ring to the chuppah. So the Gemara says, no problem. You have the chosn kal and the friend stand under the chuppah, and he makes a maimah shloshtan kinyan. He says, the ring that he's holding for me, but pikodin, he lives in Baltimore. He's holding the ring in Baltimore. Hariyah Mekodesh is with the ring. So she's kind of the ring. But the whole kinyan maimah shloshtan is only with the rabbanon. So the whole kiddushin is only kiddushin the rabbanon. So he wouldn't say a kiddushin the rabbanon based on my mishloshtan lends itself to miyun. No, miyun is only this lower level kiddushin the rabbanon. Kiddushi k'tana, when the mother or the older brothers marries her off, that's a kiddushin the rabbanon of a lower level. You have a kiddushin the rabbanon of my mishloshtan or something like that, that's a normal kiddushin that can only be broken up by a day get. Then the Gemara has a din when the girl reaches a certain age. Even if she didn't have bia after that age, it's no longer a lower level kiddushin ishas the rabbanon. It's a normal level. It's a higher level kiddushin rabbanon. Amasa habas mima enes. The Gemara has a machlekes on Meir Reb Yudin on daf lamed vav and aleph. We paskin like Reb Meir over here at Shetabi Shtei Cyrus. Usually Reb Meir Reb Yudin alochik Reb Yudin. Here we don't. Here we paskin like Reb Meir. Reb Yudin says she can still be mima at sheyar b'shachar al alavon. Whatever that means, that's a discussion what that means. But it means even past her bas mitzvah. And we pass like Rameh, only up until bas mitzvah. So what's that halacha? When the girl has kiddushi k'tana, it's a lower level kiddushin. So it's a miktsas ishus. When she becomes a g'dayla, when she becomes a naira, at shetabi shtei sairas, then the kiddushin can no longer remain in the lower level. So it becomes normal kiddushin de rabbanon, which can no longer lend itself to be broken up by yidei miyun. And the Rambam quotes that as a mashal to explain the din of a godly kiddushin bahado. The Gemara has there is an institution of Chumash, Asham Shivcha Harufa. There are six Hashamas. One of them is Asham Shivcha Harufa. What happened? The Shivcha Harufa, a Shivcha Knainis is then kiddushin tops. She can't be an Eishes Ish. Shivcha Harufa, we have different opinions in the Tanoim. We assume Haftei Loi Nifdasa. So Pashup Shat means she was not Nifdasa. The Gemara says no. Haftei, comma, Loi Nifdasa. She says Piduya Ve'ena Piduya. She's a Shechetia Shivcha Ve'chetia Baschor. Chetia Shivcha Ve'chetia Baschor. That's not the Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is like Menake Lenake. It's an expression that goes together. Doesn't mean Venake. The Gemara has a tradition. Venake, Menaku l'shav, Ve'enem Menaku l'shenem shav. The people who do tshuva, Baruch Shalom will forgive them. People who don't do tshuva, Ve'enem Menak. That's a drasha, the Torah Shabbal Peh. But the Pshut Shal Mikra is the phrase goes together. Venake l'yenake. See, this also. Remember once in the yeshiva on a tiny sibur, Balkar was laying in Menake, l'yenake. He laid it together. Rav Soloveitchik made him lean it over and to pause in the middle of an akeh, lo yinakeh. That's the question, is that correct? He's supposed to lean for Esat Torah according to the drushes of the Torah Shabbal Peh. He's supposed to lean according to the trap, according to the trap. Not lo yinakeh, goes together. There is no pause in between. That's questionable. So here also, Hafdei Loidev Tosa, Pasha Pshap Shudra Maker goes together. So the Torah Shabbal Peh interprets that it does mean that. She's Peduya Ve'ena Peduya. She's a chetzah shivcha v'chetzah baschor. So if she would have been only a shivcha k'nainis, it would have been en kedushin tofsin, so it wouldn't be an eishes ish at all. She would have been peduya legamrei, b'shecheres legamrei, with a kedushin tofsin, a regular eishes ish, with a chiyuv misa, with a chiyuv chatos. But because she's a chetzah shivcha v'chetzah baschorin, so it's kedushin lachatzoin. It's an incomplete kedushin. So what's the din? So the man who is mezana with her, someone who's baal shivcha harufa, is mechuyev bei meshegig bei memezan. He has to bring osham, osham shivcha harufa. That's one of the six hashamas. And she, the pasuk says, bikoris tia. We discriminate. We distinguish between the two. Bikoris means levaker, to distinguish. He is chayv osham shivcha harufa bei meshegig bei memezan, and she gets malchus. He doesn't get any malchus, and she's not chayv osham. She's Chayv Malkus. That's a Shaila. She's Chayv Malkus. Beim Shogig, Beim Amazin? Oh no, she's Chayv Malkus if she did it Beim Amazin. If she did it Beim Shogig, how can it be that she's Chayv Malkus? So there's a strange Pirush HaMishnayos La Rambam, of all places, on the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. It's not where it belongs in Krisis. In the Mishnayos in Krisis, they talk about Shivcha Harufa. The Rambam doesn't say it over there. In the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, the Rambam writes this funny statement. The Mishnah Torah doesn't have it. He says that the Malkus for the Shivcha Harufa is Bei Meshegig Bei Memeza, just like the Osham Hashem Shivcha Harufa. The Boilus Chayv Hashem Shivcha Harufa Bei Meshegig Bei Memeza, so she gets Malkus Bei Meshegig Bei Memeza. That's a collector's item, that's a believe it or not. How can it be? What are you giving Malkus? She did the Avera Meshegig. Is there any other Avera that if you do Meshegig you get Malkus? So there's such a collector's item, there's a thesis on the first daf in Tmura. The Gemara says that Tmura takes effect Bein Meshogig Bein Memezin. So Gemara later in Tmura. So the Pasha Pshat is, Vayuhu is Marasa Yer Kodesh, whether he knew that he's doing Be'is or he didn't know, the Tmura is Chal. So Taisus has one opinion, Bein Meshogig Bein Memezin, the guy gets Malkus. How can it be? That's wild. How can it be that there's Malkus Meshogig? The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos is a Pella, that he says that Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus when she's Mezana Meshogig. And the Tosfos on Beis Amin Aleph and Tmura is a Pella, that the one who makes Tmura B'Shogeg is Loike. So if you can say, Abayim, how can it be? The Gemara says, Bein B'Shogeg B'Mezid, it's Chal. All you listen to us, Kodesh Chal, but not that you get Malkus, it's wild. Anyway, that's what they say, that you get Malkus. So Gemara has a Shaila. If a man was Mekadosh Echetz, Yishivcha V'Echetz Yibas Choyren, so it's incomplete issues. It's Miktas issues. What do you say it's Miktas? Because the man who's Mezana with her will not be Chayv Koris or Chatos on Misa, will only be Chayv Asham. And she won't be Chayv Misa, she'll be Chayv Malkus. So it's only incomplete issues. So let's say the girl is a Chetz Shivcha v'Chetz Baschon, she is Katsha, she's married, so she has Miktas issues. And then the Odon, who owns the Chetz Shivcha, frees her. Shichrero. So now she's a Mishachrebis, now she's Legamri Agiyaris. Shivcha Shinishtachra is a regular Gioris. A regular Yisraelis, a regular Gioris, can have such a tfisas issues, an incomplete issue. So the Gemara has a Dion in the middle of Hanizok, and she say, Paki Kedushin, Kedushin should vanish into thin air. You can't have such an issues on the girl. You say, no, you already had the issues. So since the issues is there and it can't be retained the way it is, so it's Gami Kedushin Ba'ado, it becomes Nigmarim. It converts automatically, become a full ishus. So it's a divan in the Gemara. The Gemara does not come to a conclusion. So the Rambam paskens gamri kiddushin bahador. He says alamaza doima. He gives you a mashal, aktana sheniskatsha. The idea shtei sirus. It's gamri kiddushin bahador. What, she becomes an eshes ish men atoira? Aktana sheniskatsha. The mother or the brother married her off. That's only kiddushin derabban. Then she becomes. She's heavy shtei sairis, she becomes now an eshes ish deraisa. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says. She becomes an eshes ish deraisa. It's not true. So he says, no, if the husband is bo'aleh, because adam yadeh ke'en kiddushin tovsin, there's no issues deraisa on a ketana. So if he's going to be bole after he makes a bas mitzvah party, he's 15, whatever, and she was just 12. So he makes her a bas mitzvah party. So then he's bole after the bas mitzvah party, and he knows that it was only kedushin the rabbanon. Everybody wants to be married ben haTorah, so we assume she's an eishes ish derais. So that's very difficult. If he's talking about bo'aleo, that makes an eishes ish derais. And Gemara says like that. What's the tzushtel to the case of the man who is mekadosh the chetz shivcha v'chetz bascharin shenishtachrara? He wasn't bo'aleo afterwards. It doesn't say bo'aleo. So the pashup shat neramam is talking like bo'aleo. So what does he bring a mashal? So Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that's what it means. The Rambam is proving, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. If on the level of the Rabbanon, you have Kiddushi Miyun, and then the girl is Eviyah Shtei Cyrus, and we say, Garmi Kiddushin Bado, now the Isha is no longer, after Eviyah Shtei Cyrus, it no longer lends itself to Miyun. Why? It matured. She can't retain Kiddushi Miyun after she's a Gdoilah. So either you say paki, either you say disappears, vanishes into thin air, or you say gamri, it becomes a full kiddushin of the rabbanon. So you see, on the level of the rabbanon, she's married and she can no longer be mimayin. You see, the gamri kiddushin bado. So it must be called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. It must be a pattern after a din deraisa. Where is there such a din deraisa that someone made an incomplete issues, and then later on the issues can't be retained the way it is, and then it matures and it becomes a full issues by itself? The only tzushtel is by the Shivcha Harufa. So the Rambam understood from the fact that here by the Din Derabbanan, she's only Memayin at Shetobi Shtei Saris, and afterwards it converts to become Ishus Gemura Derabbanan. That's patterned after the Din Deraisa, that the Chetz Shivcha, the Chetz Bascharin, is only an incomplete Ishus, what we call Kiddushin Miyun. And then once she's Nishtachara, once she's a Godlaw, it can't be retained, so it's Gami Kedushin Mado. So the Rama thought that the Din the Rabbanon reflects, indicates what the Din the Raisa was by the Shivcha Haruf. Very fascinating interpretation in the Rama. We don't say Rav Soloveitchik interpretation, the Rama, the sentence in the Rama just doesn't read straight at all. It's a good pshat. Okay, there's more Gemara left. We should learn Gemara tomorrow. Chaza, finish the Hazar. We should do Parsha. Yeah, I'm not going to be here on Sunday. I forgot to mention. I'm going out of town. So she give a shiur on Gemara tomorrow. Okay, we'll see. Very good.